Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Up to 30 horse riders are expected to join Te Hīkoi o Te Kotahitanga ki Waitangi on Monday. Organiser Eruera Morgan says they're coming from the far north to the Bay of Plenty. They'll assemble at Waiomio Marae on Sunday and leave early on the 5th to arrive at Waitangi at about 10 a.m. He says well-being of the horses, riders and walkers is paramount, with traffic control, health and safety wardens and water troughs placed along the route for the hīkoi.
Because it's about 15 to 20 kilometres from Waiomio through to Waitangi. It's ki tau rangatira taiwa ki te papa orunga ki Waitangi. When we arrive at Waitangi, we have adequate paddock or grazing area where we can tie our horses and de-saddle them, if you like. So yes, it's paramount. Not only the riders on the back of the horses are safe, but also our whānau that are travelling with us that are part of the hīkoi.
Eruera Morgan says the riders are there to support the marchers, not to be the centre of attention. The Waitangi National Trust is hosting a housing expo alongside its other Waitangi Day activities. It's providing the opportunity for aspiring homeowners to interact with developers, learning about things like wastewater management, solar energy, composting toilets and development support. Chair Peter Tipene says the expo is for everyone, but particularly for Māori with collectively owned land where they can develop their own housing. New Zealand First MP Shane Jones expects his former ministerial colleague James Shaw will go on to bigger and brighter things after Parliament. Mr Shaw announced this week he will step down as co-leader of the Green Party in March, but stick around to support his members' bill to include the right to environmental sustainability in the Bill of Rights Act. Mr Jones says he wishes him well.
Well, I can understand why James has left, because the juveniles with no life experience currently ruining the Green Party, but that's their problem. All of my dealings with James, they were very professional. We just agreed to disagree. I think he's got a stellar career in front of him. And the sooner he gets away from the current crowd, the better for his mental health.
Shane Jones. A Māori civil engineer and water expert says Mātauranga could help in the design of better flood resilience for communities, but only if local and central government listens. Taitokero-based Troy Brookbank says multi-million-dollar flood resilience work in low-lying areas of the Whangarei suburb of Morningside might have been avoided if local Māori had been listened to.
You know, Mātauranga would tell us that perhaps we shouldn't have built there in the first place. Perhaps we should have built more of a sponge city approach where we were absorbing water or trying to accept it on site and infiltrate it into the ground and to reuse it and all those water-sensitive design techniques.
The government has provided an additional $4 million toward flood resilience projects in Northland. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!